The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Science and Environment. Japan launches a climate change monitoring satellite on the mainstay H-2A rocket's last flight. Japan on June 29 successfully launched a climate change monitoring satellite on its mainstay H-2A rocket, which made its final flight before it is replaced by a new flagship model designed to be more cost-competitive in the global space market. The H-2A rocket lifted off from the Tanegashima Space Center in southwestern Japan, carrying the GOSAT GW satellite as part of Tokyo's effort to mitigate climate change. The satellite was safely separated from the rocket and released into a planned orbit about 16 minutes later. Scientists and space officials in the control room exchanged hugs and handshakes to celebrate the successful launch, which was delayed by several days due to a malfunction in the rocket's electrical systems. Keiji Suzuki, a Mitsubishi Heavy Industries official in charge of rocket launch operations, said he was more nervous than ever for the final mission of the rocket, which has been his career work. "I've spent my entire life at work not to drop H-2A rocket. All I can say is I'm so relieved." The launch marked the 50th and final flight of the H-2A, which has served as Japan's mainstay rocket to carry satellites and probes into space, with a near-perfect record since its 2001 debut. After its retirement, it will be fully replaced by the H-3, which is already in operation, as Japan's new main flagship. "It is a deeply emotional moment for all of us at JAXA, as a developer," Hiroshi Yamakawa, president of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, told a news conference. The GOSAT GW, or Global Observing Satellite for Greenhouse Gases and Water Cycle, is the third series in the mission to monitor carbon, methane, and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Within 1 year, it will start distributing data such as sea surface temperature and precipitation at much higher resolution to users around the world, including the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, officials said. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.